Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Final hour, Tolo Tuesday edition, live on the Fan Cam, live on Twitch, and the Autoflex CC Fan Text is always open for you at 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. We'll crosstalk with KMC coming up at 940, and are Bonds and Clemens finally going to get in? Today is Baseball Hall of Fame Day, the final chance. We'll get to that at 920 on your home for Rangers baseball. But let's update you around the NFL. Everyone's just interviewing like twice with no hires so far. Now, the Giants have said we've made that mistake in the past. We've hired too early, but they interviewed Dan Quinn yesterday. There are rumors that Nathaniel Hackett, who's the Packers OC, is going to get the Denver job. He interviewed for his second time yesterday. Dan Quinn is interviewing with the Bears, and you're just getting a bunch of different interviews, but no one necessarily being hired yet. Obviously, we would love if, I mean, do we, how much would we be bothered if Dan Quinn took the Giants job versus having him go to Denver? I mean, we want him in Denver, right?
I don't think it matters.
It would be a likability thing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm more scared of Brian Flores becoming the Giants coach to keep the Giants, relevant versus Dan Quinn going over there.
Yeah.
But it would just sting losing him to a division team.
I get it. I agree with that. I mean, that I want to be able to like Dan Quinn.
Yeah.
His chances of winning with the Giants, I'd feel bad for him. I'd feel bad for him right now. They don't have a quarterback. If you don't have a quarterback, your chances of winning are basically, they're whittled. They're whittled down. You're not going to – I mean, you've got to be unique. Very, very unique. If you don't have a quarterback, you've got to have an offensive mind, I think, like Kyle Shanahan, if you're going to win without quarterbacking.
So the latest in New Orleans is no one could find Sean Payton and no one knows what Sean Payton is thinking, especially their owner, Gail Benson, who was asked about her head coach at a Mardi Gras event yesterday.
No, Sean, we don't know. Who knows? We'll find out soon enough, I guess. I don't think any of us know, but he'll let us know soon enough.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Ha-ha. That's the way Sean is. He'll let us know soon enough. And apparently he was back in the Saints building yesterday. Jay Glazer, who drops bombshell stories, went on with the G-Bag Nation, and they asked him about Sean Payton's future.
Man, Sean changes his mind like every 2 seconds. We talk a lot about it. We've talked a lot. That's why I haven't reported anything, because he changed his mind every like two minutes. But that's also why I said on Fox NFL Sunday, I think it was 2 weeks ago during the coaching carousel, I said, hey, there could be a coach or two step away just because of, man, these last 2 years with COVID, it's just taken its toll on people. And I was actually talking about him. But I said could, because he has changed his mind a lot, and you know, I think he just keeps going back and forth. But you know, it, you know, look at this year. I mean, that team, man, they had, I don't know how many guys they had on IR, but I think at one point he played in the game with like 10 defensive starters out and 4 offensive starters out, and his quarterback out, but he just keeps going back and forth. So I know he's been in Cabo the last couple of weeks. He just got back, so he's supposed to go meet with Mrs. Benson again here coming up in the early part of this week.
So right now, this feels like, I mean, let's get the feelers out for Tom, Rodgers, Sean Payton. This feels like, to me right now, a one-year sabbatical. That's not what I would want. I want as much hype around here, storylines, and improvement, which I think Sean Payton would be to Coach McCarthy, even though Mike was, you know, has been very cool with us on the show for 2 years. But this is feeling like a one-year step away, and then Sean Payton comes back to a new job next year. That's my feel.
I think that's fair. I think that's fair that that's probably what's going to happen. You know, I'd rather this. See, here's the problem. I am dead set against giving compensation for a coach.
What if it's a fifth?
I mean, like, I'd probably give a fifth.
But I'm wondering, and especially after hearing the lovely Mrs. Benson speak, if she would do Sean a favor. Now, it's dumb business to do him a favor within the conference, within the NFC. But I'm wondering, like, hey, you've been a lifer here, second longest tenure of any coach behind Belichick. We owe you. You got a ring. Go to a situation that you really like.
Yeah, I mean,
that's wishful thinking.
Now, this was sent to us on Twitter about the difference between Payton and McCarthy.
Yeah. By the way, would you give up a first-round pick for Belichick?
No. No.
Would you give up a second?
No.
Wow. Woo. Why not?
Because the most valuable resource you have in a capped league is a draft pick.
Okay, but my 50% chance of the first round versus the chance that Belichick improves you.
My 50% chance of the first round.
First round pick. The impact, the odds, the odds of the draft pick helping you more than if Belichick was your coach. Better odds with Belichick.
Well, yeah, like, I don't know. I guess it depends on what you think. Like,
ooh, I got you stumbled.
The individual player and the cap room that you get from having a cheap player who turns out to be a good player. I mean, you know, would you rather have Bill Belichick or Micah Parsons this year?
Well, that's a 50% chance of Micah.
Right, I know, but
because
because
they bust. I'd rather have Micah.
Yeah, they do bust. There's no doubt they bust. That's why you've got a draft position.
Would you rather have Bill Belichick or Taco?
TJ Watt. I'd rather have TJ Watt.
Anyways.
But I see the point. I see your point.
That's a side discussion.
But, you know, this is interesting. 15 years for McCarthy, 15 years for Payton. Their winning percentage is 631 to 608, which is close. One's got 89 losses, one's got 92. They both have 7 division titles. They both have 4 losing seasons. One's made the playoffs 9 times. One, that's Payton. McCarthy's made it 10 times. I don't know how that's possible. Oh, I guess never mind. Payton's 9-8 in the playoffs. McCarthy's 10-9. So basically the same.
Yeah.
Payton's been to 3 NFC championship games. McCarthy's been to 4. They're both 1-2 or 1-3. And they both had that one Super Bowl title.
It's identical.
And they both had, their careers mirror each other.
Yeah.
And they both had one of the 5 greatest quarterbacks of the generation.
So why the difference in perception?
That's a good question. That's a very good question.
There is a no doubt difference in perception.
I think the difference is
Nobody, even McCarthy's best friend, Jay Glazer, no one would list McCarthy as a better coach than Payton. Why?
I don't know. I think the reason might be, and I'm just guessing, is that they think Aaron Rodgers, they think Sean Payton made Drew Brees. That's the only thing I could think of.
Mm.
And that Aaron Rodgers was not made by Mike McCarthy.
I think the difference, one of the differences is we don't have any negative stories between Breeze and Peyton. That's the main, I think that's the main thing.
And I also think
the stories were that Aaron Rodgers was tired of McCarthy. He thought McCarthy was maybe lazy. And then McCarthy got bumped down after Green Bay because of LaFleur's record there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think he did.
So I think we never had any acrimony. That's a negative word, right? We never had any acrimony between Breeze and Peyton. We did between Rodgers and McCarthy. And then when McCarthy left.
Bitterness, yes.
Yes. Perception is LaFleur allowed them to thrive more versus Mike's final days there.
That's very fair.
But the records are identical.
Everything's pretty much the same with those two. And I wonder, but here's the other thing. Like, you know, even before the Mike McCarthy massage article or whatever, I don't even think he was ever in the same discussion as Sean Payton nationally before that. You know, like the thought was Sean Payton single-handedly won them that Super Bowl with the onside kick.
Right.
The gutsy call. And it was a great call. And I'm still waiting for the Saints to actually recover that onside kick because it came into the arms of Hank Basket. And that would have given Peyton, you know, three titles, which is he should have. But I think a lot of people give him credit for that. Whereas in Green Bay, the credit was always given Aaron Rodgers.
Here's Jay Glazer yesterday with G-Bag on where Sean Payton and McCarthy rank in the echelon of coaches.
He's top three, right? Well, if you look at it just on success, obviously Belichick, what he's done. Sean Payton and Mike Tomlin have both gotten to 150 wins.
Right.
That's ridiculous. And Mike Tomlin has never had a losing season. And yet they still were asking for, you know, for him to get fired a couple times over the last few years. Like, you got to be kidding me. So, yeah, there's a couple that are upper echelon, upper echelon. Those are the three of the guys that are in it, you know. But there's a lot. I think there's a huge drop-off, too. You kind of get halfway down, and then there's a big drop-off, and that's why you see so much turnover every year. That's why you see the Giants go through three coaches, you know, 2 years each. There's just a big drop-off. Mike McCarthy's in the top part, not the bottom part.
Okay, so he said McCarthy's in the top half. He said Sean Payton's top three. What about Payton's contract? What do we need to know getting out of it, compensation, if Jerry Jones is thinking about this?
Well, somebody has to trade for him, you know, and that you don't know what the Saints are going to ask for. But, I don't know. I think if anything, Sean just, I don't know, like I said, I only like to report things when I know for a fact.
Mm-hmm.
And he may change his mind five times per conversation. So it just keeps going on and on and on. And I mean,
he's like the Brett Favre of coaching.
but it's like per the 5 minutes.
Okay.
So it literally is. That's why I reported nothing, because it just goes on. And then the other day, he's just like, I don't know, maybe I missed Benson said something. I just go back. Okay, well, so we're back where we started. So I just, yeah. But like, listen, I write my book that I got ADD. I got LMNOP. I got everything. Sean times it by 1,000.
So he says Sean Payton is changing his mind nonstop. That's why he hasn't even reported anything. You'd have to give up compensation to get him out of New Orleans. And right now the Saints owner has no clue what Payton is going to do. So that's where we stand with it right now. And then final thing, since we think he helped the Joneses hire McCarthy, was an advocate for him, does he think Mike McCarthy could be in trouble?
Well, I'm not going to speculate because they haven't made it. So as far as I know, there's still, you know, Mike's a coach. And I do know Mike talks to him a lot. And I know it was a disappointing year for the Cowboys. Totally, totally get that. But they also, I mean, from what they were a year ago to what they are now, they've built up a lot. So, I just think Cowboys are a different place. You know, like every player in there is like, you know, the backup guard gets more attention than like the center fielder for the Yankees. You know, and that's what I would say. Like, that's why a guy like Troy Aikman is the biggest gangster of all time, because, and that's why Dak is not appreciated enough, because that position has, it's like the center fielder for the Yankees, the shortstop for the Red Sox, the guard for the Celtics, and the center for the Lakers all wrapped up in one. And man, there's just so much that goes into that. Sam, there's so much more that goes into coaching the Cowboys. They're the most profitable, you know, organization of any sports franchise on the face of the earth. There's just a lot more than just going in and coaching.
So that was Jay Glazer yesterday with G-Bag. 877-881-1053 is the Autoflex Leasing Fan Text to hit us up here on the show. Thank you all for being a Tolo. We'll crosstalk with KMC at 940. But today, 5 o'clock, I got my alarm set.
Uh-oh, what's happening?
Baseball.
Yeah, buddy.
Hall of Fame class decided. Final chance. This is it. Bonds, Clemens, Ortiz, A-Rod, Schilling. We have the numbers. Who's on track to get in? Who is going to get left out for the final time? And who should it be getting elected to Cooperstown today? Next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A floater to Bonds, and he hits it high, he hits it deep, and it is out of here. Number 73.
All right, today is the day. It is the final chance for Bonds, for Clemens, for Schilling. Baseball Hall of Fame ballot is going to be announced for Cooperstown in this year's class at 5 o'clock. On the MLB Network, what is going to happen? They need 75% of the vote. So A-Rod is involved in this thing. Scott Rolen, some of the other guys that are going to be forgotten about. Todd Helton, Andrew Jones, Omar Vizquel. But this is about Bonds, Clemens, Ortiz, and A-Rod. But really, Bonds, Clemens, and Schilling at the top.
Yeah, and Schilling has really, he's out.
And he, to me, is the most deserving. Not that he wasn't, he was not the best of the three.
Right, yeah, he was not.
He was clean,
mm-hmm.
And he's getting cheated the most.
And a liar, because we all know that was a fake bloody sock. Okay.
Do you really think it was fake?
I think he let a little bit of blood get on there that didn't really need to get on there.
Okay.
But the first 162 ballots that were cast, 23 came from those who did not check his name after doing so the previous time. He had lost 23 votes out of the first 162 that were cast.
Now, how much does that have to do with him asking to be taken off or not considered?
I think some of it does. And I think the other some of it is just people just don't like him or don't want to vote for him. Now, he does have another chance to get in, Let's just say he falls short. He's immediately eligible for consideration by the Today's Game Committee, which will convene in December of this year, and then in December again in 2024. So he does have a chance to get in, but it would not be for this year's Hall of Fame class. So where we are now, David Ortiz lost, it appears, another vote. He is now under 84%. He needs to be on 66% of the outstanding ballots, and it looks like there's about 200 outstanding ballots left. He needs 100. He needs to be on basically 60% of those.
All right.
Bonds and Clemens are picking votes up. Bonds at 78%, and Clemens is at 77%. There's two votes that are different between those two that separate those guys. They both need to be on 72 and 73% of the remaining ballots to get in. However, remember last year, they were in a very similar situation. The people who give their ballots to this guy named Ryan Thibodeau, the voters who give them their ballots are generally younger voters, bloggers, new school guys who think that everything should be open. The older school voter is less likely to make their ballot public, so they don't give it to this guy, and they are also less likely to vote for Clemens and Bonds. So last year, like I said, these guys are both in the 77, 76, 78% range, and then they fell short. They were not on enough of the remaining ballots.
Yeah.
So we still have, we're not out of the woods yet with those two.
I would probably vote no on Bonds and Clemens. I would end up, I always go back and forth for over 10 years. I've changed my mind, but I would end up voting no. Just because when you look at Barry's numbers and you see the number 73 pop out, it's mm-hmm. and then you look at his build and how it changed, like it was just so, like it is so obvious. You know, at least Poppy, whether he did or didn't, I don't know. He kind of remained chubby, but Bonds is like, I mean,
his head grew.
His head grew, and then what? It's like they took it too far. Like with what Roger did in Houston, that was otherworldly. At the age of 42 years old, to have a 2.87 ERA as a power pitcher still. At the age of 42, to have a 2.87 and mm-hmm. then a 3.02. I mean, hell, even what he did in Toronto in his mid-30s was stupid.
Oh, his career had died in Boston.
It was a 2.25 and a 2.65 ERA.
Back-to-back Cy Youngs.
So it's like, man, y'all like took it too far.
They did take it too far.
It was like so obvious, you know.
They did take it too far.
73 home runs. I mean, come on. It's like video game.
They did take it too far. McGuire and Sosa took it too far. A-Rod took it too far. Ortiz is getting, Manny took it too far. Ortiz is going to get, he's going to skate on all this, even though he was part of that anonymous sample where he had tested positive back in 2003.
And guess who's more likable?
And David Ortiz is very likable for whatever reason.
Still on TV. Well, he's got his $1 million smile. Poppy. But Barry Bonds don't have a nickname. I mean, Roger Clemens has a nickname, but Roger Clemens is known, and people around here listening probably know some Texas stories. Roger Clemens like is supposed to be kind of a jerk. Jeff Kent is an a-hole. A-Rod is a fake fraud. And there's David Ortiz on TV. This is our city, and I'm going to hug everybody. And, you know, Big Poppy, and the smile, and the sunglasses, and the big jolly guy who was clutch for the Red Sox. So the likability plays into it, even though it should not.
It does. It definitely does. It shouldn't play into it at all. It should be just about how you're on the field.
Like Barry, look, I would run to ESPN News. Remember that mm-hmm. channel? I'd run to ESPN News when they'd break into Barry's at-bats.
Yeah.
It was absolute must-see television. I wanted, you know, imitate Barry's stance and Barry's armbands and the foot tap and everything that went along with that because it was, you had to watch. And that was the best hitting that I've ever seen in my entire life. The most glued to a TV. But, man, they took it too far.
They did. Now, listen, I would vote them both in. Reluctantly, and quite, I have no proof that either one ever did it. Like, there's no proof. They don't have a test. I'm just using my assumption, just like McGuire and Sosa. There's assumptions with a lot of these guys. But our assumptions are also, like, you know, we conveniently forget. Like, people assume things about Pudge.
Yep.
Or Piazza.
And Beltre.
Beltre. And you know, they're going to get in. Or Piazza and Pudge are already in, and Beltre's going to get in. There's assumptions about them. There's rumors.
But it's not the same.
It's not the same because no record was broke. Pudge didn't break a record that's hallowed.
Yeah, but the impact on their games also. Like, I mean, you could never look at Barry's before and after of what we think versus Pudge's before and after.
Oh, from a size standpoint?
Yeah.
Oh, no. The only thing PEDs would help Pudge with, and it would have been a huge thing, is
playing every day.
Playing that position in that heat.
Yeah.
Every day. You know, that's what it could have done. Which is no small. I mean, that counts as availability. You know, Schilling's just a guy. Like, if you don't agree with Schilling, like, that's not a reason not to vote him in. Yeah. A lot of these voters have to explain what Curt Schilling's Twitter account has to do with him being a Hall of Famer or not being a Hall of Famer.
Why do we care about baseball off the field, but the NFL doesn't factor that in?
Does the NFL not?
Well, OJ's in.
But that was before.
Yeah.
You can't go back, take him out. Did the NFL not take LT into account, his off the field stuff? Wasn't that a talking point?
I don't know.
Maybe there's a rule in football that says you cannot use.
I think there is a rule.
Maybe there is, and they need to have that in baseball.
I agree. Keep the same rule.
Yeah, I totally agree. There should be no character clause.
Right.
I don't care what the character of you know, this whole idea that our athletes need to be role models. Okay. I mean, I would like them to be role models.
Here we go, Barkley.
But they don't need to be role models. They need to be athletes. You know, let them worry about playing their sport to the best of their ability and entertaining me for 3 hours a night.
I'm going
to
guess 75-25 vote Clemens and Bonds in on the fan text. Let them in.
A lot of people say, you know, that a lot of people think that it doesn't matter if they took them. Let them in.
Yep.
You know, so that's a big part of it. Let him in. There's no proof that Bonds took it. Bonds had the better results compared to the other players. So that's it. A lot of people saying Schilling should be in. Then there's others that say, you know, his off-the-field stuff should keep him out. And I just don't understand that. I don't understand. It doesn't make sense to me. Why?
877-881-1053, Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. Thanks to Diehard Tolo Skip P sending me a couple notes from divisional round weekend. Conference championship weekend is coming up. CBS got an average of 42.7 million viewers for Chiefs Bills. Most of any NFL divisional playoff game in 5 years, up 18% from the same game last year. The ending of that game got to 51.7 million viewers. Ooh.
Good.
And then for this Sunday, the cheapest ticket for the NFC Championship at SoFi, where the Rams are trying to block out San Fran fans by using zip codes, the cheapest seat, according to Arash Markazi, is $800, including service fees and taxes. The cheapest parking passes are going for over $250. The closest general admission lot available, Hollywood Park Casino, with the NFL taking over lots for Super Bowl prep. So is Hollywood the racetrack?
Hollywood Park is the racetrack, and I think that SoFi was built right there.
So however far that is, Hollywood Park is the closest parking for the fans.
All right, two things. Number one, going back to the ratings, the peak of that Bills Chiefs game you said was basically 52 million. Just in reference to something non-sportsy, that's about 8 times as many people that watched the Oscars last year.
Huh.
Okay, so that's how big of a game that was. Number two, you said the cost with fees for that game is $800 right now?
Yeah.
That's really cheap. I mean, seriously, for a conference championship game?
The cheapest. The cheapest ticket is $800.
Okay, the cheapest. I'm over here going,
No.
What? Yeah. 800? Okay, well, now that makes okay.
Just the service fee on StubHub for the cheapest ticket is more expensive than a ticket to Rams Cardinals Monday night was. Process that.
What? Jeez.
Just the service fee on StubHub for the cheapest ticket to the NFC title game more expensive than a ticket to Rams Cardinals Monday night football playoff game.
Playoffs?
Playoffs.
It appears Hollywood Park Casino is a 17-minute walk.
Okay.
SoFi, so 0.9 miles is what they're
not
saying.
Too bad. Got to do that walk in Arlington a lot, unless you get on one of those little carriages.
Carriages?
Yeah.
The rickshaws?
The rickshaws. You got to hop in them if you don't have a Lexus for the Lexus Club. Right?
Did you ever get one of those?
A Lexus? No, I have one.
No. Oh, yeah.
Oh, the rickshaw.
She has one.
The rickshaw.
What about it?
Have you ever gotten one of those and had them tool you around town?
Did you see my wedding? The parked in the front yard? The horse carriage?
Oh, I did see.
Yeah. I got one of them, too, so get off me. What do you want?
You want you bragging?
You want a horse carriage? Yeah. Schuber Eats. You want a...
Schuber Eats?
You want a rickshaw? You want a Lexus? I got you. You got a Jeep? Autoflex for all of it.
Such Autoflex, a baller.
Autoflex even gets you a...
They'll get your rickshaw.
Horse get carriage. Your rickshaw.
877-881-1053. Autoflex Leasing. Fantex to hit us up here on the show. Let's laugh even more and crosstalk with the KMC Masterpiece in studio after this.
Let's get you over to A Number One Air. My good friends over there with the warehouse clearance sale at A Number One Air. All you got to do is be able to get to A Number One Air. Was that?
What
was that?
That was yesterday.
Yeah.
In Crosstalk 24 hours ago with Corey Majors.
I seriously, RJ, since I took my headphones off, I thought you were tripping over the copy. And when you said, what was that? I thought that was a reflection on what you thought about the job you did reading, not having heard Corey's burp. It was amazing.
I was tripping over the regurgitation of breakfast.
Sure.
That could have been worse, though, Corey, right? With the mic on?
Like, hold on. What could have been worse?
Cursing?
Yes.
Oh.
I will also admit the first time we went and did the Comrexes, the stuff at home, I left this connected during the nighttime. Oh, yeah. And whoever was downline heard something. So that was one of those that could have been worse. Yeah. That was a long time
ago.
Wait,
someone did hear it?
I don't know if anybody did. They could have. Yeah. So, and that's the night that I realized I got to turn this sucker off every time.
They hear a lot of prayer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That
was Mike in the commercial break.
It was him walking off going, what a dumbass question.
What color is your wife?
Oh, my God. That doesn't feel like an appropriate question.
What's going on?
What are we talking about today?
Who's teasing the show? Good question, Mike.
I got you. From the at 10 o'clock, do the Cowboys need a head coach that intimidates them, that scares the S out of them? Because I don't think Mike McCarthy does, but I don't think that today's NFL player cares about that. And then at 10:22, the Baseball Hall of Fame results and why Barry Bonds should be a Hall of Famer.
Now, I have something to tease, too, because I want to throw this to Sean and RJ, and I don't know what time we're doing this at.
1 o'clock.
Gabriel Davis, 8 catches, 200 yards, 4 touchdowns, and he's a fourth-round pick in the same draft as CeeDee Lamb. And I was talking to Broadus about this, and I won't give his opinion yet because I want y'all's opinion without his opinion affecting. Will Gabriel Davis be a better wide receiver in his career than CeeDee Lamb? They're the same age in the same draft pick. Same draft class. Because I was tipped off a week before by a buddy who's a big Buffalo fan who was talking to some former people.
Yeah, you could make some money off of
it. And he said, Josh Allen's guy is Gabriel Davis. He's their number one, not Steph, not Diggs. He is the guy that Josh Allen loves. He's the guy that's going to kind of be Josh Allen's guy. And then I was like, look, I'm not buying Gabriel Davis cards. I barely know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
And then he goes off, obviously, against Kansas City. They lose the game, but that's a great way to go into your third year into the NFL, looking like you're the number one receiver for one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. My question is, will Gabriel Davis have a better career in the NFL than CeeDee Lamb?
No.
I would guess not.
It's not even a guess. It's clearly no. It's a crazy question.
Whoa.
Broadus disagrees with you?
Well, based on what? Like
the quarterback.
Their careers?
Yeah. that they're
well. First off, Gabriel Davis isn't the one, so Broadus is wrong on that. If he said that,
what do you disagree with Jerry Rice saying that a month ago?
That what?
Gabriel Davis is the Buffalo Bills' best receiver.
Yes, I do disagree with Jerry Rice because I've had Stephon Diggs on the fantasy team the last 2 years, so I've seen Stephon Diggs.
So next year, let me ask you this. Next year in fantasy football, you're going to draft, if you have to decide between wide receivers in Buffalo, because you won't draft Diggs in the first two rounds. Let's just say you're in the third round of your fantasy draft.
Yes.
100% you're not even considering Davis being the number one for the future.
Yes, and nobody in fantasy that plays in any league except for Gabriel's family, will draft him over Diggs.
I mean, his regular season stats are super underwhelming.
Hit 35 catches!
Yeah, but I mean, and then the playoff game, he was freaking insane.
Okay, he had a great playoff game. He's a fourth-round pick. What a CD he gets, 70 a year? How many catches?
He got, I think he was 69.
Brian Broadus thinks Gabriel Davis is going to have a better career than CeeDee Lamb?
Yeah.
If he's
the favorite... If he is truly the favorite target, now he's only the second year in the league, maybe he didn't become Josh Allen's favorite target day one.
Right, for sure.
It obviously grew over time.
Right. I think you go look at Devontae Adams' career in his first 2 years and you'd be like, he's not going to be good.
And more people, his favorite receiver this year.
Well, no, he may not have been. What I'm saying is, more people are going to give attention to Diggs just on name recognition, and that opens things up for Davis. I would not take him over Diggs in a fantasy league this coming season.
Okay.
But for next year, 22, 23.
Target wise, Diggs had 164 targets. Davis was 63. Fifth on the team with 63. Diggs, Beasley, old Manny Sanders, Dawson Knox, and then Gabriel Davis. But I think what this is getting to is a quarterback discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Where's Broadus on Dak?
That he's good, not great. That he's limited and he can't do or see what Josh Allen does or sees.
Did you guys reset? Did you do like your reset quarterback list yesterday?
But I heard you guys doing that this morning. And I'd like anywhere from some days, 3. And then some days 11. So anywhere in that range. Mike's been saying this all year long.
Well, he can't be 3.
On some days he can't.
Some days. Yeah. Some days.
Yeah, he can win NFL player of the week.
Some days you're a good radio host, but then we got to think about.
Always a good radio host.
Yeah, but let's make a real list. Let's make a real list. Ready?
Okay.
All right. We're gonna the top 3, and let's just assume they're coming back. There's a top 4 really now.
There's a top 4, then there's a line, there's everybody else.
Go ahead.
Mahomes, Rodgers, Brady, Allen, draw a line.
I agree with that, except I just wonder, did you say Burrow?
No, not yet.
Okay.
So that's our first 4.
Okay.
And then you draw a line.
Agreed.
And then I think we're all going to, we're eventually going to take Burrow. And
yes,
we're gonna
Herbert.
Take Herbert.
And they'll be in that. I think that...
But you got to factor in Watson.
Yeah.
Russ.
Do I?
Lamar. You don't have to.
You don't have to.
When's Deshaun Watson going to play again?
Do whatever next you year. Want.
Do whatever you want. So? Stafford.
I have this question. I love what you're bringing up because I have this question, and Mike asked all the football questions. I'll kind of tease it by asking one of my questions. Here we are now in 2022. I've been told by Deion Sanders and multiple other people. I'm just using his name as an example.
It's a Rolodex.
The running quarterback is the future of the NFL. I've heard it since Randall Cunningham. I heard it during Michael Vick. I've heard it now during Lamar Jackson. I've heard it during Kyler Murray. Yet here we are in 2022. You just gave the list. And as we enter, after 4 years of Lamar Jackson, 3 years of Kyler Murray, we can't get a running quarterback who can also kind of pass into the top 5. When we have two of them.
Allen and Patrick Mahomes. They both led their team in rushing in their AFC title game.
Run first, pass second.
Oh, well, no.
Yeah, that's Randall Cunningham. That's Randall Cunningham.
Yeah, but nobody
that's
has
Michael
ever
Vick.
Said that those
That's are, Lamar Jackson.
No one's ever said those are the future guys.
Yo, bullshit.
No.
Jeez.
Whoa.
2 years ago, that's future. What Lamar Jackson was.
No.
Number one overall pick, Kyler Murray.
But he's not a running quarterback. He's a quarterback who runs. Kyler. Now, Lamar, yes. Lamar is. But Kyler Murray is the future. Mahomes and Josh Allen are the future. They're quarterbacks who throw, but are elite runners. Not I see what you're saying. Lamar Jackson's the outlier.
I would say that Kyler Murray was the first overall pick because of his running ability.
Then why didn't he have 100 yards rushing this year?
Did he against us?
In a single game.
Okay, what's your overall point?
My point is, when we keep getting told that these dual threat quarterbacks are going to be the future of the NFL, it ends up, when I watch Josh Allen, and I know he ran for some really nice first downs, he buys time to pass the ball. If you can't pass like Josh Allen can pass, if you pass as good as Kyler Murray, you're never going far in the playoffs. If you pass as good as Randall Cunningham or Michael Vick or Lamar Jackson, you're not going far in this league. It is, I would rather have a statue who can dice you up than a dude who can fly around the field and struggles to throw the ball accurately.
I agree.
And here we are in 2022, and I feel like I've been told now for 20 years that the future is Michael Vick. The future is Lamar Jackson. And here we are in 2022, and that future isn't anywhere close to being realized, because if you can't pass in this league and pass well, it does not matter how fast you are or how well you run as a quarterback. Once Josh Allen learned how to pass is when he became an elite quarterback. When he was the running guy who could throw it far, not a good quarterback.
Troy, you got something from, man, this hearing this guy talk about other sports, I think he might be the worst there is out there.
Oh, dang. Wow. You are so accurate right now.
Like that? This is someone who doesn't know who Mariano Rivera was. Huh. You know who I'm talking about?
I mean, sure, closer for the Yankees.
No. Really. Take it, Troy.
No, this would be Shaquille O'Neal, as he is talking right now on the big podcast with Shaq, and he's talking about Mike McCarthy, the Cowboys, and what they're going to do with the head coaching position. Now, obviously, Mark McCarthy's still here. That may change at some point, and if it does, well, Shaq, he knows who should be leading this team.
I'm putting this out right now. Deion Sanders is the next head coach for the Cowboys. Jerry Jones, this message is from Shaquille O'Neal Incorporated. Deion Sanders for the next coach of the Cowboys.
Why not?
You want to get Dallas back rocking? Bring Deion to the fold.
He's had worse takes.
Great.
I haven't even thought about Deion.
I have not thought of that name not once. I think Deion's a perfect college coach.
I agree. Because he can recruit.
He's, you know, I mean, look, I don't know. I think Deion is good with, like, trying to make kids into men. I think there's something to that.
As long as they don't have to go to class, right?
Hey.
That's part of it. But.
Deion's good. Deion's good at coaching the players, too. Like, he gets that part of it as well.
Oh, yeah.
And, like,
I agree.
Everybody that I've talked to about what he does when he coaches these players in practice, and he's bringing in good people to work with him, too. People that know how to play.
Yeah, you see that girl?
That's
Brittany
one
Renner,
thing.
Was it?
Yeah. That's one thing too, yeah. And that's stay away from the from those.
I do. I think we all thought that Deion would have less. I did. Would not have this much success as he has had in college. It's been a phenomenal story, and I'm surprised.
And he just pulled off one of the biggest flips in the history of recruiting.
Yeah.
So
what's going to happen in baseball today? 5 o'clock Hall of Fame final one.
Just David Ortiz
for the steroid guys.
Zero. Yeah, I think so too.
Okay.
And it's weird.
Boy,
because
nothing's gonna be worse than having that blowhard have an entire night to himself.
And isn't Rafael Palmeiro a better overall player by far than David Ortiz?
That's a good point. Yeah, because he's a good fielder.
Sandler's predicting Ortiz, Bonds, and Clemens in. What are the numbers showing
he's
right now?
He's in London.
Yes.
Yeah.
I felt bad. Right now. I called him today and talked to him for 5 minutes.
Does that invalidate his Hall of Fame opinion?
No, he's not even in America.
I'm not even in America.
Tell us about cricket.
Why don't you tell me you're in London the first 30 seconds of the call so I'm not wasting your time on vacation?
I know.
Because if I'm on vacation, I'm either not answering or telling him, as soon as you start asking me questions about Burrow and Herbert and I'm in London, I'm like, look, I'm on vacation. I don't give a crap.
He loves sports.
Yeah.
He does. We all love sports. He doesn't have.
He watches.
It falls on the players.
He watches 12 college basketball games a week.
Yes,
it's really remarkable.
Texas Tech almost pulled the
I
double
know.
Overtime.
Yeah. Right now, Ortiz at 83.9%. He needs. Nice. He needs to be on 66% of the remaining ballots. Bonds at 78%. He needs to be on 72% of the remaining ballots. That's not going to cut it. Yeah. He got killed in the private ballots last year.
I think he's in trouble.
And Clemens is on 77%. He needs to be on 73% of the remaining ballots.
He's in trouble.
Same thing for him. He's in trouble. He's in trouble,
and
too.
And would you vote for Bonds and Clemens, Kevin?
Yes. Because I actually think I would vote for them over Ortiz, because I think they were Hall of Famers before they did steroids. David Ortiz wasn't.
I think Andrew Jones and Jeff Kent are getting screwed. I mean, I think those guys are tremendous.
Yes to Bonds and Clemens.
Yes to Bonds and Clemens. All right, we're back tomorrow. We'll see how it shakes out. Michael Irvin and Brian Baldinger will join us tomorrow morning. You got a final burp for us, Corey?
I
can burp on command.
Let's
hear it. Wow.
Nice. Proud of you, man.
I'm taking, ladies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.